Hi, welcome to the Morons Try Taco. My name is Caitlin in California.
And I'm Sam in California.
And we're looking at each other again.
We're looking here. We're here, come here. We're holding hands now.
Oh, yes.
When our hands are warm because we're both holding on to tea. Oh, tea.
We have reunited. And I know it must
feel so good.
Sorry. And it must seem like no time has passed because we have not had an episode. In the last episode, we were also together in the same room. Recording.
And now I think we're even sitting in the exact same seats.
Exact same spots. Mm-hmm. Probably drinking the same tea, too.
Yeah, I think we are. Except mine now has whiskey in it. Because it's that time of year where your family drives you nuts and you have to drink all the time. No, I'm kidding. I'm not an alcoholic. So, yeah, I feel like you are when you have to convince yourself that you're not. Well. It's that time of year again.
We are without a deal again. Sorry it's been so long. Finals, I think we all just kind of agreed to, like, not.
Just not do.
I honestly couldn't even function as a human during finals week. I went out and ate, like, crap food every night for dinner. Mm-hmm. So I, like, couldn't even cook for myself. I was so stressed.
I lived in our radio station. Dogs. I lived in our radio station at school because I'm their manager now. So, and I was running two different radio shows that were going to be, like, live radio shows, so we had to coordinate with the building, and then the building turned on us, and it was awesome, yeah. Hey, if you want to listen to that, find us on SoundCloud, iZag Radio.
Boom. Cool.
Yep. Plugging it.
So, since it's been a few weeks, and we are without a deal, we thought we would do a mostly news episode, and we're going to we'll talk a little bit about our plans for Christmas,
yes,
too, I think.
Let's just jump into it.
So I guess we should, jump into the news. Ready?
Finger news! Ah! Cool. That's a thing.
All right, Sam, you want to start us out?
So, last weekend, Rogue One, Star Wars Story came out. Wildly successful. Disney estimated that it would make, I think it was like 130 to 150 million, end up making 155, wow. Not including the China Open.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so a lot of people really liked it, that I've heard. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on going to see it. It's just like, I didn't want to go see it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Because last year when episode 8 came out, of course we couldn't go see it till like 2 months after. However, I will say the community is really respectful in the fact that I feel like a lot of geek communities are really respectful in the no spoilers thing, because that even happened with episode 8. I heard, like, nothing at all. Like, actually watching that film, I was surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Which was great. I love it when people are respectful enough to not do anything. So hopefully that's the case with this one. Although a lot of people are kind of going, like, well, it's in between the end of episode 3 in episode 4, and we know it's like, oh, they have to steal the plans to the Death Star. It's like, well, we know they have them, so that's going to be kind of a thing where, oh, they're probably going to get it. Maybe they'll put a twist on it, like they don't get it in the way that we think, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Cool.
Another film that recently came out, Moana.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I have.
I have not. I don't plan on seeing
it. It's really good.
So apparently, I'm frustrated with Disney. So
you would like it. It's really good. I saw Moana. I think we talked about the last episode. I was, like, about to go see it that evening. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I saw Moana. I ended up going to a later show than anticipated because it was all the earlier shows were sold out. But it was really, really good. I've been listening to the soundtrack for it, actually. The music's incredible. There's no romantic interest in it.
That's what I heard. One of my friends who went to go see it is like, there isn't even really a villain.
There isn't really. It's about this, without spoilers, it's kind of about this girl who, you know, just who's stuck on this island, and it's this Polynesian culture, and she's stuck on this island, and she's always been drawn to the water, and then she finds out that her people used to be voyagers, and she'd always been told, no, we stay on this island, your place is on the island, you don't need to leave the island, and then she finds out her ancestors were these voyagers, and then she thinks it's her destiny to kind of bring back that voyager culture to her island. It's beautiful. It really is. There's no major villain, really. It's more about, like, self-discovery and discovering, like, who she is. There is a goal, like, there's an objective she needs to meet, but it's a lot of, like, I want to bring this information back to my people and spread the knowledge with them, and I want to find myself. It's beautiful. It's really good.
I'm still bitter about Frozen, so I'm probably not going to go see it.
I highly recommend Moana. It's real good.
At least still bitter. Still bitter.
I enjoyed it. Two thumbs up.
Some of the little news bits. Well, I'm going to look something up at this.
We can talk about Doctor Who.
We can talk. Yeah, go for it.
So, the Doctor Who Christmas special is just a few days away after a year of nothing. And I am looking forward to it. Mostly, I think, because it's just new Doctor Who. So, Sam and I just watched the trailers. We watched the official BBC one. And then we watched the BBC America version. What do we think?
Oh, it was so weird.
It like, they didn't give that much information.
Not much info, but it's just like, what is going on? I don't know. I've been disappointed with it lately.
You haven't even seen the most recent season.
No, but just like with all the stuff I'm seeing, it's like,
oh, of the episode?
All of the, like, yeah. I was like, what
is going on? Yeah, see, I've realized this. I was thinking about it, that I wasn't as excited about this Christmas special as I was with last year's.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why maybe I'm not as excited is because this one really does feel like it's going to be a one-off episode. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be a contained story within the episode. So if you skip it, it wouldn't really matter. It's not going to further any plot.
Mm-hmm.
When the last two Christmas specials, three Christmas specials, actually.
Yeah.
Four. Like, the last, like, four or five Christmas specials have been very plot-heavy. Mm-hmm. And those have been my favorites. Like, Last Christmas is my favorite Christmas special. Which is the one from 2014.
Yeah.
With the, remember, with the face things?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
That one's my favorite one. I think it's because it actually furthers some plot, and it closed storylines, and it kind of ended the season up on a nice bow. Like, pun intended. And I think those are my favorite ones, just the ones that continue storylines. And this one doesn't feel like it's going to be that.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, why. But who knows? It could be. A lot of stuff could end up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just not showing. Also, Moffat has said that the new companion, Bill, won't be showing up until the first episode of Series 10. Do we believe this? I don't believe it. I think she's going to show up.
We can never trust.
Rule number one, Moffat lies.
Moffat lies.
So,
shizzle.
I would be surprised if Bill didn't appear in the episode.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be big. I think it's going to be a really small cameo. Mm-hmm. It might even be just, like, a nod to her, but she's going to be in there somehow.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if they didn't. Like, honestly, I think it's going to be the end of the episode. They're going to, like, show her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, walking down the street or whatever. You know, it's going to be, like, a real small cameo. And if that doesn't happen, y'all can come after me. But I really think that's going to happen. Anyway, so I'm going to watch it Christmas Day for sure.
I don't know if I will, because I don't have family on them, but...
I'm leaving my family before.
Oh, there we go. See? Ditch the family for Doctor Who.
I told my mom, I'm like, we are leaving Grandma's by 8:30. You'd be home by 9. She was like, sounds good.
I'm in.
Great.
Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, Sherlock Season 4 cast photos, like, group photos were released, which are pretty cool.
I heard about that.
Check those out. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yas.
Sherlock. Just lately they've all been pretty busy. I mean, you got Benedict Cumberbatch doing.
He's like uber famous.
Doctor Strange. I'm pretty sure that was like the biggest scheduling thing that they might have had an issue with. Because ever since, like, after season one, when, like, they blew up, everyone, like, pretty much knows who they were. Mm-hmm. Everyone starts getting all these calls to do all this stuff. I mean, you got, trying to think, Benedict Cumberbatch was in so many films. That one where he had, like, the creepily blonde hair, which was funny.
About Julian Assange.
I think that's what it was.
The Fifth Element?
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, that's...
Was it that one? It was creepy. There's that, and then...
My professor kept calling him Benedict Cumberbun.
Cumberbun! Yay, Cumberbun. And then, Lord of the Rings, the Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
That took up probably a buttload of time. Star Trek Into Darkness was being done.
Oh,
so you had the Star Trek people, and then you got Marvel. It's just, They can't seem to catch a break.
Nope.
I feel like the next big British stars is Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, yeah, for
because
sure.
Because I am head over heels in love with him.
I love him, too.
I'm in love with him so much. And I'm still happy that your Patronus is a Basset Hound. That makes me a happy camper.
Lordy.
Ah, T.
I was recently talking to one of my friends about Patronuses, and hers was like a lizard or something. And I'm like, mine's a Basset Hound. And she was like, ugh, whatever.
Did you know Eddie Redmayne's Patronus is also a Basset Hound? So you guys have that in common, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, please tell me this is true. I just saw this article that says Rat Queens is coming back next year.
Was this the comic you were obsessed with?
Still am. I love the Rat Queens. It stopped for a while. Because the art creator was like, I'm not doing this anymore. So then, I'm gonna come back. Anywho. Time for Tham's big news.
Oh,
because, you know, we cannot, here at Warren's to Try to Talk Good, we cannot do an episode without mentioning Twitter. No, I'm kidding.
That too.
At Warren's Podcast. No. We cannot do an episode without mentioning The Last of Us.
Everyone take a drink.
Take a drink for The Last of Us. I'm gonna take a drink of mine. Drink.
Should we clink it?
Let's clink it. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good clink.
That's good. Yeah, mugs. Solid drinking vessels. Anyway, on December 3rd, the trailer, what?
She doesn't remember. She remembers the exact date it dropped.
I remember where
you were.
I remember where I was when I watched it. You bet your butt I did. Uh-huh. I was over at my friend's house. I was just sitting in bed. And I was like, and then we were talking, and the second I saw it, I just kind of held up my hand, I'm like, hold on, we're done. And I just turned, and I felt really bad. Yeah. Kayla's joking. I felt really bad. We were having, like, a really deep conversation. We're having a really deep conversation with my boyfriend, and I just kind of like, okay, we're done. And then I would turn to watch it. And then he was watching it over my shoulder. So, of course, I'm freaking out the whole time, and he's just like, it's just a game. I'm like, really? This isn't just a game, it's life. Okay. Anyway, on December 3rd, The Last of Us Part 2, a movie-ish trailer kind of thing was released.
It's beautiful.
Beautifully done. I will let you pause right now to go find it on our Twitter, at Mars Podcast. And we'll also give Caitlin a chance to breathe. Now that Caitlin can breathe. Yep. Here we go. So, basically they were doing an event, PlayStation was hosting an event where they were just kind of going over some stuff for games, and they said, oh, we have something we want to show you. So they start playing this video, and if you watched it, it's just like trees. And it's great because I watched both versions. There's the version without the audience and there's the version with. I think the version with the audience just is hysterical.
It's pretty great.
Because it's slow audience realization of what's going on. Because like, they start showing trees.
You can only tell who the super fans are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you start seeing the trees. And you can hear like an eighth of the audience go, oh! And everyone else is just whispering. And they keep pulling back and back and back. And you end up in this like old decrepit town. And the thing that kind of sets everyone off is this stop sign. And on the stop sign is the image, the spray painted image of the Firefly logo. And for those who have played the game, you know what this is. For those who don't, the Fireflies is a group that's really, really important in the first game because they're the ones that are trying to cure this, so basically it's sort of like a disease. It's sort of like the zombie apocalypse. However, it's not like some weird alien virus. It's a fungal infection. So suddenly mushrooms basically start growing all over this person. They're called cordyceps. So basically everything went into martial law. They're trying to bring order back and they're trying to get rid of this thing. So they're the ones that you're trying to find throughout the game. But then as you keep playing and you keep, cause you're playing as Joel, the main character.
Yeah.
This is like review for everyone who's never played this game. You're playing as Joel. And the thing that's hard about playing Joel is, especially in the beginning of the game, Joel, spoilers, hardcore spoilers, people, you might want to listen to this if you never played and you want to. Joel loses his daughter. His daughter's killed in front of him. So he kind of has this thing where he's like, I can't do, like, he just can't be around anything like that because it's just too upsetting.
Yeah.
So he ends up being the person who has to take this girl across the country to find the Fireflies because she happens to be immune. And she might be the key to this cure.
That's kind of just the purpose of the game. Like, that's the main objective, is to take the girl to the
Fireflies. Yeah, so, you know, it's like, Joel's really mean to her in the beginning. He just kind of sees her as, like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, you're just a reminder of something that I lost. But throughout the game, he starts to become attached to her. He sees her as his daughter. So the Fireflies end up saying, the only way to get the cure is we have to kill her. Because we need to take her brain. Joel ain't having that. Wipes out everyone. All of, like, as many as he can, and takes her away. Which is great, because that game kind of leaves you with this whole concept of, would you save one person over humanity? It brings up that concept. Like,
Yeah,
like, if this is your... It would
depend on the person.
Exactly. So, like, it was really interesting. This is kind of an odd story, but I was working at a summer camp, and I was with these, they were, like, middle school, almost high school kids, and we were joking around, and we had story time, because I was baking with them. I was doing the baking section, and they're like, tell us, like, oh, like, because we're talking about video games. I'm like, oh, there's a really, really great game that y'all can't play, because it's rated M, and you're all, like, 10. And they're like, well, just tell us about the game. So I told them the story of the game, the whole thing, and by the time I reached the end of the story, like, they sat around for a good, like, hour discussed the ending. And it was incredible. It was so cool. So, basically, she ends up asking him the last question. Sorry, I feel like I'm boring you. The last question that she asks at the end of the game is pretty much, like, because Joel tells her after he kills everyone, she doesn't know it, there's a bunch of people who are immune, and, you know, there just really wasn't a need for you to be there, so I thought we'd leave. And she's like, huh, okay. So she corners him and asks him, she's like, is everything you told me true? And he says yes, and that's how the game ends. So, with all of this coming back, it's kind of cool, because a lot of fan theories have come up. Specifically, like, is Joel dead? Is she just kind of going nuts and he's following her around? Because, like, there's that thing where he looks like he's, like, fading into view.
Yeah.
That seems really ghostly. Or is it she finds out about the Fireflies? Like, them, like, or Joel tells her some other lie that makes her want to kill all of them? Because they're in a town that's marked by the Fireflies.
Okay.
Yeah. It's beautifully created, beautifully done. Like, it looks real.
It gives away nothing, the trailer, by the way.
Gives away nothing. It gives away nothing. 1,000 fan theories come out of it. And, like, references that people are seeing as references.
It's beautiful. It's very well. Like, I've never played the first game, and I watched the trailer when it first came out, because it showed up in my YouTube, like, popular feed. So I'm like, oh, Sam's really into this. I'm going to watch this, because I know she's going to want to talk about it on the podcast. So I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh, wow, this is really beautiful. Like, it didn't give away any plot points. So I just kind of was watching it, just enjoying the scenery, and I enjoyed it. I think it looks beautiful.
I'm so excited for this game. However, they're like, yeah, here it is. Expect it in 2020. And we're like, oh, damn, we gotta wait. Which sucks, because, you know, for a while, they're like, oh, when's The Last of Us 2 gonna come out? Because the game came out in 2013. And they had said, oh, well, we're gonna wait because Uncharted 4, which is the last of the games that they created, came out last year, like last summer. So they're like, we're
that
not...
was a big deal.
Yeah, and that was the last of that series. The Uncharted series is done. So they're like, we're not even gonna touch it because we want to put all of our focus on Uncharted. So when Uncharted was done, they're like, Last of Us? And they didn't say anything. And then during an interview with Nolan North, he's the voice actor who's done a lot of stuff for Naughty Dog, that's the name of the company. He's the voice of Nathan Drake for Uncharted. He's the main character. And he's also been in The Last of Us. Everyone's going, hey, you know anything? And he's like, well, I know they're thinking about it. And then immediately goes, oh, but, like, he wasn't supposed to say anything, but it just kind of slipped. So everyone started freaking out. And then everyone kind of knew something was up in the beginning of the day on December, just because, December 3rd, because... Troy Baker, who's the voice of Joel, and Ashley Johnson, the voice of Ellie, start posting things on their Instagram where it's like, it's coming. And it's like, it's weird because you have to sign, like, voice actors and people who are in this entertainment industry have to sign these
forms. I'm sure they were, like, approved toast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. No, 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 they were. But it's about, I'm just saying, like, you're not allowed to talk about it. So the fact that they could hold on to this for that long, like, I don't know if I could do
3 years?
Yeah, I think that's how long they've been doing stuff for, because, like, they're like, yeah, we have, a good chunk of it, you know, finish. And they're, like, they know enough of what's going on to be able to do that sit-down panel and talk about some stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which is just, like, mind-boggling to me. But I'm really, really looking forward to this game. I'm so excited. It's going to be on a PS4. I'm pretty sure it's going
to
be in that console.
That means you're going to have to get a PS4?
I have to get a PS4.
Well, you have a while to do it.
I do, but I'm slowly trying to build up money because there's also The Last of Us Remastered that my friend has. It is beautiful because there's no lag, and it's just like, yeah, I get really excited about Last of Us.
Is there ever going to make a movie? I remember you were saying.
I feel like video game movies haven't been doing well, which is why I want to see Assassin's Creed, because I kind of want to judge that one hardcore. There were rumors that they were thinking about doing The Last of Us as a movie, but that, like, freaked some people out. Because the game itself is practically a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's that well made.
Yeah.
Like, as you know...
It would be cool, though, because, like, people like me who, like, don't have all these fancy video game consoles, I play most of my games on, like, my computer and on... I mean, I have a Wii and a Nintendo DS that I don't really play anymore
because especially they don't make games for them. For console exclusive games.
Yeah.
The Last of Us is for PlayStation only, because Naughty Dog is a company owned by
PlayStation. So, I only play PC games, really, nowadays. So, it's, like, it would be nice to see the storyline. I would like to see it as a movie, because I can't play the game.
Yeah.
I don't have the consoles, and I don't have the money to buy a PS3.
A lot of people I know that have that issue, but there are some people I know who haven't played it but said, oh, I know all about it because I guess you can watch playthroughs.
There's
playthroughs of it, but then there's also things that people do where it's not just them, like PewDiePie, when he plays, he comments.
Oh, yeah.
There are silent commentaries where it's not like them running around, because whenever I play, I'm a hardcore scavenger, no matter what game I play.
I do that too. I explore.
Yeah, I even do that in Skyrim, and it frustrates everyone who watches me play, but... like, they actually go through the storyline and you just watch it like it's a movie, and it's so well done. A lot of games in the past have had issues where it's like, here's the gameplay, distinct stop, and then there's the cutscene, and the cutscenes are so beautiful, they look nothing like the game.
Yeah.
In a lot of, like, now a lot of days it's a lot different, but especially for Naughty Dog's games, it looks exactly the same. You're gonna get the exact same quality in a cutscene that you will in the actual game. And it doesn't stop the flow, it makes it keep going. My roommates, this was, I guess, in 2013. I had the game, I was playing it. And they all sat on the couch and they watched me play it like it was a movie. And I had to leave for class and they're like, you can't leave now! I'm like, what do you mean? And they all tried to play themselves and they screwed up. But, I mean, it's when video games are taking more of the story route, which I love. Because, I don't know, when it comes to, like, I can't play sports games. Like, 2K, NBA, I'm like, why? That's stupid. Go outside and play it. I mean... I'm really big into story-oriented games.
Yeah.
They just take my breath away. They're gorgeous. Speaking
of video games, there's a new Zelda game that's coming out.
Beautiful!
Looks beautiful!
Holy crap.
It looks beautiful. No, I was watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh, do I need to get a new Wii? Like, do I need to buy a Wii U now? But that, again, was another one. They're like, this game's gonna come out in a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna come out in a couple years.
I think Resident Evil 7's coming out, another one of those.
Oh my gosh.
Resident Evil's fun. But yeah, there's a lot of ones. I think Final Fantasy got redone.
Also, video game news, Universal's adding Nintendo to their parks.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There was a trailer recently.
Is it that?
Yeah, probably. Of the guy who runs Nintendo, whose name escapes me. He is a cute old Japanese man.
Oh.
I love him so much.
Japanese
man. And they were talking about how they're going to... add rides. They didn't say what the rides are gonna be, but they sounded like they were gonna be somewhat interactive.
Ooh, I'm down for that.
So, like, I wanna see these. I wanna go to Universal. This sounds fun. Like, being in a Mario game.
Oh, that'd be like, so sweet.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be amazing.
When you get the star, the psychedelic star, and then you're like, wow!
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, I think that was all we have for news. Sorry that most of it turned into just me ranting about The Last of Us. What? Drink. Everybody drink. We can do a lot of recommendations. We're going to turn this into holiday recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
For those who haven't grabbed anything for your geeky friends, like, here are some quick things you can either make.
Listen to us.
Yeah, either make them or just do it. Yeah, or go out and buy them. There's a lot of really cool places you
can go. My gift advice is last year for everyone, I did mugs that had, like, puns on them.
Mine is awesome.
Specific to each person. Sam said Hakuna Matata.
Which is funny, because I don't like coffee.
Which is, like, yeah, partly ironic, because Sam doesn't like coffee, and it was mostly, I mostly chose it because it was a Disney pun.
I know,
yours I struggled with. I was like, what am I going to put on Sam's? Because all of them were puns.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew I had to find a pun for you, but I couldn't figure, and then I was like, oh, no, this one's perfect, I gotta do that.
I liked it.
Odile awesome. Has one that says Odile with it. So, everyone got mugs. So, how I did that is you go buy some real cheap mugs. This works best on cheap mugs, is what I read from all the websites. So, like, go to the dollar store, get yourself some cheap, like, white mugs or colored mugs. I did white. And then you gotta get an oil-based Sharpie or marker. I went to Michael's and I got an oil-based, you know, marker with the finer tip. And then you write on it, and if you mess up, you can try to, like, scrape it off with nail polish remover or, like, rubbing alcohol. And then you gotta let it sit, like, overnight. Like,
I heard for some of them, if you just put Sharpie on it, you just bake it, and it'll
That's what out. I did bake them.
You did bake?
Yeah, so you let it stay overnight and let it, like, really dry. And then stick it on a tray in your oven. Don't preheat the oven. Just stick them in. And then put your oven on at, like, 350. And then once it's heated, set a timer for 30 minutes. And once 30 minutes up, turn the oven on. Leave the mugs in the whole time. Otherwise, if you take them out, they'll crack.
Weird.
So that's how you do it.
Huh, interesting.
It's not that hard. It's the hardest part is, like, getting your design, like, just perfect on the mug.
Yeah.
But that's an idea for you if you want to do, like, personal mugs. And it's, like, dirt cheap to do. It ends up costing, like, the marker was the most expensive because the marker was, like, $3. And then if you get mugs for, you can easily find mugs for a dollar. So it ends up, and then I put candy in them and hot chocolate mixes.
Yeah.
So you can end up having a gift that costs, like, $2 to $3 per person.
Things that I recommend, I mean, okay, I would totally give this away if everyone knew I didn't have it. I made a TARDIS out of balsa wood.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I would, yeah, I'd turn that into, like, a lamp and give it away. But again, I had a lot of time on my hands and I was bored. But, like, a nice little simple, I think a cool geeky gift. It will cost a little bit of money, but, like, it's super cool. Actually, Odile, Caitlin, and I, we all have one. You can go on Etsy. We have custom-made Gallifreyan necklaces that have our names on them.
They're cool. Which they're is really amazing. Cool.
I think they're super awesome. I really, really like them. They're adorable. It's a cool, like, geeky thing that you can just have on you forever.
I wear really it awesome. Every time Doctor Who's on. I'll wear it. But it's been, like, a while. It's been, like, a full year. I haven't worn it in a while.
I have it. Cool. Doctor Who's. I don't think I brought it
home. I think I brought mine home. I don't know. Oh, maybe I left it at school. Maybe. I might have.
Another little cute things you can do that I remember, I saw this thing, it was on Pinterest, it was amazing. If you have a Harry Potter fan, as a friend or someone, is this cool thing, like, if you go out and find a stick, or, like, a chopstick, like, pretty long ones, all you need is chopstick, hot glue, paint, and some beads. So what you do is, like, so you take the chopstick and you could, like draw or, like, put a bunch of hot glue on it to make a handle, and you can, like, roll beads into it and stuff like that. And when it's fully dry, you paint them brown so they look like they're just made of wood.
Oh.
And they actually look like legitimate wands, and they're pretty
cool.
Yeah, so if you're looking, like, for a cool little Harry Potter treat, also, like, at school, because I have a bunch of really weird stuff. I have a frog mold. So I make chocolate frogs and put them in little chocolate frogs. Like, I make little origami boxes.
Yeah.
And I give them out.
Also, baking is great. I'm going to make some cookies tomorrow, and highly recommend just baking some sugar cookies. Also,
and then decorate it with whatever cookie stuff you want on it. Super easy.
Also, Trader Joe's has a great gingerbread mix, and there's a recipe on the box for gingerbread cookies. Honestly, like, you never need to make homemade gingerbread cookies. Like, it's too much work. Just buy the box Trader Joe's gingerbread mix. I think you add, like, water to it. It's, like, you add, like, water and maybe an egg or something. Like, it's, like, zero effort.
That's awesome.
And it makes, like, delicious gingerbread. Last year, I don't even think I made sugar cookies. I think I just made gingerbread cookies.
That's awesome.
Because it was, like, so easy. So,
yeah. Other little things. I said the site on the thing on Fave 5 a while ago. Or Fave 3. I don't know.
Three.
We do. go check out ThinkGeek.com. ThinkGeek.com, not sponsored at all, has amazing stuff. They got t-shirts, they got home accessories, they have all sorts of crazy things. My roommate got me this necklace that spiral, like the pendant is spiral, and it holds D20s.
That's so cool.
And I have like 25, all different colors, so I can just put in a different D20 every day. She even got me this really cool D20 mug, like, because I'm a dork. But that website's great. If you're looking for, like, really cute outfits, Her Universe, which is an online store for women's geek clothing, is incredible. Go check out Her Universe. It's amazing.
Also, Redbubble's good, too.
Redbubble's got some good stuff.
And they have, like, fan-created.
Fan-created content, which is pretty sweet.
If you want to don't starve,
I have a
Game of Thrones
shirt
crossover shirt. Highly recommend. Wilson in his winter cap, and it says winter is coming.
That's funny.
I think I'm getting it for Christmas. That's one of my friends got it for me.
That's adorable. But yeah, you know, but half the fun of these geeky things is, like, if you make it from the heart. As long as it's from the heart, you can, like, you can spend as much money as you want or whatever, but, like, even Caitlin's route of getting a mug and just drawing, like, Mario.
Yeah, I put, like, inside jokes on them and, like, fandom-related things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friend Alana and I have a joke about how Wyoming is the worst state. No offense, but actual offense. People from Wyoming. And I made her a mug that said, why? Oming.
But yeah, so, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like giving personal gifts to people.
Yeah.
That I think that they're gonna... Practical, personal gifts is what I go for.
I just go for if I think it's funny. That's I'm also kind of a jerk.
I did get... One of the best gifts I got so far this year for Christmas was one of my roommates got me the Pop figure, the Funko Pop of the 12th Doctor.
I am slowly collecting the Harley Quinn Funko Pop ones. All of the Harley Quinn. That, and then the next one I want to collect is the, all my Harleys. I do want to get the different Batmans, because I definitely want Batman Beyond. Mainly just collecting the Batman ones.
I really want all the, eventually I want all the Doctors. Right now I have the 4th Doctor, and I have the 12th Doctor, and I want Clara, too. I don't have her yet.
So if any of you want to give those to her, I'm kidding.
No, please don't.
Don't do that. Make sure you follow us on social media. On Instagram, at Morons Podcast. On Twitter, at Morons Podcast. And on Facebook, at The Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Another fun thing that I'm just going to tell everybody about now. If you love this podcast and you...
Sam's plugging her other...
Shh, quiet. And you're slightly frustrated at the fact that sometimes it's not on as often as
we
Or I'm frustrated about it too sometimes. I am actually starting my own podcast on my school's radio station that will be available to the public on SoundCloud. It's called Geektivity. 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 I think it's going to be every Friday up on SoundCloud. Caitlin will come join me.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to come for an. I'm gonna try to join in on an episode.
But it's basically gonna be the same format as this. Trying to get as many input from other college geeks as I possibly can. But if you're interested, I'll post links when they start going up. But thought I'd let y'all know. So I'm excited about it. Sam's excited. And also, we are actually going to be creating an intro for this. So, starting in 2017, an outro actually will be in effect.
Yeah. We're going to try to up our game in 2017 and try to actually commit to some kind of a posting schedule and be a little bit better of letting you guys know if it's going to be delayed or if we need to wait an extra week or so.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of our goals. We'll do another episode. I think our goal is
2016 wrap up.
We're gonna do a 2016 wrap up, probably, hopefully after Christmas, before New Year's.
Yep.
We'll do a wrap up episode, hopefully with all three of us. We're gonna talk about our resolutions for ourselves and for the podcast. I have some. Most of them are geeky related.
No, so. Mine are just like stop eating pasta.
Oh, that's hard. Pasta's the best.
Orzo. Anyway, so I am Sam in California.
And I'm Caitlin in California. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We hope you have a great, whatever you celebrate, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. High five. And you will listen to us next time.